Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
So, guys, please do subscribe all three channels. Make sure you get the little bell clicked and check in daily. We want to thank everybody that's supporting us over at Patreon. We couldn't do it without you guys' support over there, and also at Ko-Fi, where you could do a one-time donation or monthly just by clicking the little monthly and changing the number of coffees. So, we see France, one step away from civil war, perhaps. Let's, take a peek here. Looks pretty chaotic, I would say. We have reports of 5 million people taking part in the protests around the country. 5 million. As you look at the stormtroopers backing up, they are starting to be outnumbered vastly. It's only a matter of time. Again, though, there's also other things that there's only a matter of time in regards with. We've seen so much happen on this planet since, say, January 1st, 2020, and, even from the first of the two X marks the spot eclipses, I should say, yes, and those eclipses that made a big X on the U.S. right over the New Madrid, they have a lot to do with quakes as well, but that's a story in and of itself.
Yeah, definitely, and people are really getting so angry, and you look at these people here, and I think they really do reach a point where they've lost enough. So many of them have their own tragic stories, and they all have a reason for being out there. And some do not. Some are out there just to cause the chaos. And I think if we are going to do something, check with your soul. Make sure it's really worth it.
Exactly. It's easy enough to look back and say, why did people join the NAZI party? Why were they supporting, what they supported? We have to recognize the ultimate controllers supported and controlled all parties. And this is part of that realization. And you might have some of the people that are dressed like Star Wars stormtroopers here saying, well, I just got to feed my family. But isn't there other ways to feed your family? And again, this is part of the Great Awakening. As you see the numbers, 5 million. And, Macron, again, he seemingly was re-elected. Yeah, trash piling up over here in Paris, France, garbage collectors show solidarity. We've seen protests all over the globe. This is Moldova. If you're wondering why Western mainstream media is so silent about this and doesn't give it any coverage, the reason is very simple. The government is pro-EU NATO. Well, again, we have to realize that it's as long as we're picking a side, as long as, you're saying, NATO's in the right or NATO's in the wrong, Russia's in the right, Russia's in the wrong. Until we recognize all this is totally controlled, totally about keeping humanity fighting itself, we're missing the biggest point. So here, anti-Western protests have begun in Georgia. Protesters tear down EU flags and burn them. Let's burn all flags. And then that's something that won't be popular with some people. But you have to recognize all these countries, they just have a brief time in our history, some longer than others. The sun never sets on the British Empire, the Roman Empire. I mean, they all just morph. They're all used for a time period and then discarded. But the controllers, they operate from behind the shadows. And many people, in fact, now it's probably a really good significant percentage understand that the politicians we see are not the ultimate source of power. So that's a step in the right direction. And, I see so many of our politicians in the USA tweeting things. And one gentleman who's on the right was tweeting, he's been tweeting like every so often, photos of soldiers that died in Vietnam, and talk about a waste. It's a waste. It's all a waste. Thank you for your sacrifice. Yeah, again, who's really thanking? The banking cabal, the rich bankers, the the families, these families that run things from behind the scenes, it's still, we have to wake up to the bigger thing. Here you have a quote-unquote smart Georgian guy explaining the anti-protest in Tbilisi, Georgia. As again, these protests are going on everywhere. And so they say they're not going to the EU. They're not going to NATO. And yet, you know, again, this is where we are getting somewhere when people say, you know, we don't want to necessarily join NATO and the EU. We don't want to join Russia and what they're doing and the BRICS nations, because they're going to be the new NATO and the EU. What we need is humanity to recognize humanity is oppressed constantly. And here you look to Iran, as you see open firing by Rangers and police. You know, this is global, and each area might have its number one reason for protests, and they might be very different, but ultimately they're still the same. It's the suppression of basic human rights and the unfairness of everything we see on this planet. The level of discontent amongst junior doctors as they protest outside Whitehall is clearly apparent. There may be a media blackout in the papers, but doctors will not be silenced. Recognizing the amount of people that realize that they went along with something and now, oof, you know, the repercussions are staggering, and it probably has made a lot of people sick, violently ill, depressed, realizing what they took a part of. As we look over to Pakistan, I would not be surprised at all if Pakistan's government is changed quickly. But I think a lot of these governments can come and go. As we look over here, and this is the U.S., UC Davis over in California, as we see Antifa at it again, and others tired of Antifa. And, you know, again, this reminds me so much of the battles that were going on in Germany before it became Nazi Germany, as you had really the communists and the socialists at each other's throat. And eventually, you know, one side ended up dominating. And then it was, you know, obviously the prelude to World War II, which ensued, and all the atrocities that went on. As you see, you know, these sticks left everywhere reminds me of the bricks left everywhere. Yes, you know, the world is obviously going insane in so many ways, but at the same time, it's waking up. It's waking up. And now it's illegal to protest in Canada. Canada has become completely whatever label you want to use. You know, maybe you just say it's completely NWO, or you might say it's completely CCP. Is it completely Fourth Reich? You know, maybe that's the most accurate way to label it.
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely one thing we see for sure is the illusion. The illusion is gone. You know, the truth of the matter is now at the forefront, and this has been going on for a very long time. I think they're measuring people's reactions to various things around the planet, and they're seeing like how far can they push the human being. So for these controllers, it's kind of like we're in this giant petri dish, and they do things to us to see our reaction. And I always like to point back to, you know, the red ants and the black ants, and if they're working side by side very peacefully, say they're in a jar or in a container, well, if somebody picks up that container and they shake it, these ants are going to think that one or the other has started the war, and they're going to start attacking each other, not knowing that it's a whole entire different entity that has picked up that jar and shaken their world. They're going to take it out on each other. And unfortunately, this is what we're conditioned to do, but we're rising above that. We are knowing now, we're starting to see that there is a different option. We don't have to go at each other. We can go up.
And you're looking at guys that are just plain dressed, and they have their faces covered. You don't know who these guys are. This is in Holland. And they just come and take people away. Who knows where they put them? 6 feet under? You don't know. Nobody knows. They just disappear. Oh, people disappeared all the time, and have in many different countries. Again, you know, the quote-unquote people's revolution in communist China and also in the Soviet Union left millions upon millions gone, purged from society, as anybody that would have a dissenting voice was you know, disappeared and left underground. And this is the biggest danger of these times that we're in, because, you know, when quote-unquote democracies, they're never really democracies in the first place, dissolve, usually you end up with a military dictatorship. And ultimately, that is what the power structure is banking on, one global military dictatorship where no dissent is allowed. And, you know, it's just crazy that people allow this to happen and allow people to just be plucked from the streets with nobody that's identifying themselves as anything. And the mounted police are just going by and ignoring it. Meanwhile, we are witnessing the burning of billions of doses of the Plague Upon the Land cure around the world because nobody wants them. Yeah, it would have been better if we had burned them immediately. This is Mislav Kolakušek, who is a member of European Parliament, former judge, non-affiliated activist, fighting against the corruption. At least that's how he portrays himself. But all this means is we understand, you know, so much has already happened that you can't reverse. And the WHO chief here, you know, when you look deeply into him, you got to say, too, I mean, there's a lot of things and, you know, well, we know, we understand, you know, really what these people are. And, you know, just read their energy signatures again. So he says the pandemic should be over by the end of the year. What does that mean? It means there'll be something else. Parents who have, you know what, natural kids often notice there's a difference in the eyes of those that are versus the ones that haven't. And truly, you know, many people have said, you know, are the grays, those that have gone down this path, the gray ETs, are they perhaps, you know, there feels like there's something to that. Absolutely, they are controlled by the Nanu Nanu and the AI. And here we see, is this what's next? Or is it going to be, I still feel there's two things. I still feel there's two different things that are in the works. Beef cattle dead by H5N1 in Italy. And, you know, reports of it mutating. Oh, well, how would that happen? You know, again, There's no coincidences. We were waking up to the fact that there's no coincidences. You know, there's no coincidences. This is, again, somebody we talked about once before, Kristen Peck, used to work at PFizer, now CEO of Zoetis, a PFizer spinoff, and the largest animal you-know-what manufacturer in the world happens to sit on BlackRock board. BlackRock that will be just gobbling up, already has, but even more, when the economic collapse hits full bore, BlackRock, Vanguard, and all the Gil Bates of the world, they're going to, you know, just gobble up all the real estate. It's all part of the, you won't own anything, because they will own everything. Uh-huh. And again, not just the chicken with the, you know, that certain technology. Not just the chicken, not just the cows, even honeybees they're talking about. And we have unexplained deaths of sea lions in mass in Peru. So cows, birds, sea lions, you get the picture. You get the picture. And that makes me think of Nostradamus' quatrain, a horrible war being prepared in the West. The following year, the pestilence will come so great that not human nor animal, you know, again, may survive, is how he worded it. And all the while, you know, it's right in front of our faces this whole time. Nature will rebound. Absolutely, she will. And the planet will be set free from this chaos for a period of time. Certainly, it's all about the control structure. The chaos is a top-down chaos that needs to be completely removed from the planet.
Oh, it sure does. And the more we can mix with nature, the better off we're going to be. And it is going to be a natural process, because I really feel people want to move up and out of the control system, naturally. But as we do that, being able to blend more and more with Earth is not only beautiful, but I think we're going to find it very necessary, because the Earth will find a way to blend with us. Look at this bird. He's finding a way to blend with humans. And it only takes, you know, effort from each side, just a little effort from each side to make things work well.
Absolutely. And again, this reminds me of one big global mafia, where it's like you have to pay the protection money. You have to pay the protection money, you know, whether that's your taxes, whether that's your healthcare expenditures. How about boosting your immune system naturally instead of running every time you get a sniffle? You know, again, people are so indoctrinated, they don't have a clue. They think they have a clue. Oh, I read the medical journals. Yeah, sure. It's just all indoctrination. It's waking up to that indoctrination. You can't speak out against the indoctrination. Why? Because that's how they control everything. Everything. The level of control it has been complete for a very long time, but it's all starting to disintegrate. So let us accentuate that disintegration and share what we know and what we've experienced with each other and move on and wake up others, so they won't support this Fourth Reich in its quest to dominate the planet.
Indeed. Source bless and namaste.
Namaste.